Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Okay, it is time for video 3 on the differences my family noticed coming to Poland for the first time. If you haven't watched videos 1 or 2, I recommend going back to those videos now and then continuing on to this final one. I have a total of 36 differences I'd like to share with you, so don't miss any of the 3 videos on the topic, and I hope and pray you find it interesting. Video 3 is coming up right after this. The final 12 points today are all random differences I noticed just being in the car and while walking and sightseeing with my family. So let's entitle this video as Seeing Poland by Car and on Foot. So number one, the very first point I must start with is walking. Again, plain and simple, Poland requires a tourist to be able to walk. My brother-in-law counted every step and made a point on how many miles per day he walked here. Simply put, comparing how much Americans walk to how much your average Pole walks is impossible. You can't compare it. I do have to praise my family though, as one of our first trips was all the way down to Wieliczka salt mine, where I believe we walked over 4 miles. Yeah, it was a lot of work. Now for number two, this one should be quite obvious to anyone who's traveled across the Atlantic, but they were stunned by the number of manual transmissions on the road in Poland. Americans are in love with their automatic transmissions, and many young people today living in the US would not be able to drive a stick shift. However, I do see more automatic transmissions coming to Poland, especially with the arrival of electric vehicles. So this will most definitely be a moot point in the nearest future, but as of now, yeah, you need to learn to drive a stick if you're going to rent a car here, unless you specifically ask for an automatic transmission. For my third point on our list of 12 today, I have to address the topic of roundabouts, or in Polish, rondo. I think anywhere in Europe, you'll find that most intersections are simplified by the use of the roundabout. And while we're getting more and more in the US, traffic circles or roundabouts, my family still couldn't believe just how many there were here. We had a debate on what solution is best, the four-way stop sign option or the roundabout. That was a fun debate. I don't think anybody won that. Two different perspectives. Number four, being on the road, our fourth and fifth points have to deal with the police. They were blown away at how strict the alcohol policy is in Poland. It is 4 times stricter regarding the blood alcohol allowance here in Poland versus Texas law. I made it a point to only drive when absolutely sober, and I'd advise anyone to do the same here. Polish police do not mess around lately with drinking and driving. Don't go there. For number five, they also got a kick out of how Polish police stop or pull over drivers. If you know America, you know that the American police get behind you in their car, flip on the lights, turn on the siren, and follow you to the side of the road where the officer gets out with his hand on his holster. But in Poland, everyone knows the handheld stop sign device called a lizak, which is a lollipop in slang, or the stoplight traffic wand, which is illuminated and used at night. We witnessed the police pull over a driver during the twilight hours, and my teenage nephews just giggled as it brought to mind the Star Wars lightsabers. You know, they had never seen anything like that before. Totally different mentality when it comes to stopping drivers here. Number six, paid toilets everywhere. In Poland, when you're at a popular tourist spot, do take some change with you. More often than not, the toilets are paid, and you may be surprised to walk in and find a sweet little old lady sitting behind a cash box waiting for you as you arrive. Paid toilets. I think the price is between 2 to 5 zloty. For my next point, this one goes out to my mother and stepfather. I lent them my personal car to drive while they were here, and hanging from my rearview mirror is a tiny little bottle of car freshener like this, a little scented bottle that's like aromatherapy, sort of. My favorite scent is the bubblegum. I know, I'm a kid. They had never seen anything like this back where they live in Alabama, and they left Poland with about 6 or so to use in their cars. Tell me, if you're watching from America or you're an American, is this option becoming more and more popular in the US? Can you buy them at every shop? Because in Alabama, apparently, you can't. So, fun thing to have. For point eight, I got quite a surprise when my family arrived at the hotel and couldn't find washcloths anywhere. Growing up in the US, I had almost forgotten that we bathe and clean ourselves using little towels like these. You rub some soap on them, you get them wet, and you lightly scrub as you wash. I've never seen Poles doing anything like this with such a towel. Sponges, yes, of course, but we had to make a trip to the local supermarket and we bought tea towels or cotton kitchen rags. So if you have visitors like my family, it might pay off to ask if they want a washcloth and pick up some. Number nine, long school names. All right, this is a funny one because we wanted to show the family the schools where our 3 kids attend school here in Częstochowa. Now, normally in the United States, your school might just have one or two names, like I went to Moore Elementary School or Sy Creek High School. My friend went to James Madison High School. But if you ask a Pole to name their school, you might hear something like this. Szkoła podstawowa numer 14 imienia Henryka Sienkiewicza. And all I can say is huge eyes. They didn't even try to repeat the name of that school. Really? That is the whole full title of your school? Yes. Okay. Number 10, so much history in Poland. We spent a lot of time in the cities of Kraków and Warsaw especially. We had tour guides virtually everywhere we went, and the history of Poland was mind-blowing to them. They found it incredible that Warsaw, for instance, having been reduced to pure rubble during the Second World War, rose from the ashes and was partially rebuilt so beautifully and has become such a modern, thriving city today. They couldn't believe that Poland disappeared from the map three times and then reappeared again. The partitionings, right? There's just so much to take in and learn, and I think that they were in awe with Polish history. Number 11, they love the fact that the Polish Sea is to the north and the mountains are down south. It was intriguing to them to learn that rivers flow south to north, as it's quite the opposite where they come from in Texas. Something simple. Number 12, our final point. While we're on the subject of mountains still, we did a wonderful drive down to Wisła in Ustroń and even took the chairlift up to the top of the mountain at a location called Czantoria nearby. We had sausage straight from the grill on top of the mountain, and we spent a lot of fun time on the Alpine roller coaster. Really great Alpine roller coaster, I recommend it. So if you ever are down in that area, you have to go to the Czantoria lift and just see the beautiful views. Look at this view. All right, those were my 36 points, the 36 differences they noticed. I know that you and my audience, you've had visitors from abroad, and they've pointed out some differences. Please, please write down anything you want in the comments section on this topic. What differences did they notice? Let us read it. Let us all learn from your examples. Thank you so much. If you watched all three videos, thank you very much. Dziękuję bardzo. I cannot wait to make the next ones. They're coming up. Have a great day. If you have not subscribed to my channel, I would love to have you click the subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Bye-bye. See you next time.